So I'm here at the RISC-V Pavilion with Calista Redmond of RISC-V International. Hello, Calista.
Hi, great to see you again.
So tell me, you made some announcements here for this week at Embedded World in Nuremberg. Just summarize what they are, please.
We've had a lot of great announcements together with many members in our community. In fact, we have so many members in our community, I couldn't possibly list them all. But the RISC-V members have gone ahead and ratified our first four extensions of the new year. And, well, I guess it's not the new year anymore of 2022. And we have our sights on several more. The important four that we did this time was E-Trace. That's a important extension for debugging. SBI, that allows for an abstraction layer that helps for software development. And then third, bringing the UEFI protocol over to RISC-V. And then finally, ZMMUL for those who need multiply only rather than multiply and divide. So those are some important extensions we've brought out.
So I think that brings to a total of around 20 extensions, and you're planning to do some profiles this year as well. Is that right?
That's correct. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming in 2022 there.
And I mean, last time we spoke, we talked about, you know, what have you done over the last year and the progress you've made so far. And it feels like, you know, you've got traction. You know, you said earlier to me that you're having a lot of VCs talk to you now about where should we invest in RISC-V. Tell us a little bit about some of those conversations and how they go.
You know, it's really fun to be sort of in the middle of the center of gravity for RISC-V. We are often asked to be matchmaker, right, between startups looking for funding and VCs looking for the hot new startup to invest in. And, you know, it's a testament to where we are as a collective community. It's the investment that is being seen from multinationals to VCs and well-funded startups to entire governments of countries. That collective investment is what drives open source and open standards and collaboration forward. That's the validation that is coming at a perfect time as we start to see a lot more momentum behind products in market.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question which might sound a bit odd, but it feels like you've achieved quite a lot. You know, you've got, you've been talking to me about having validation for the standard. You've got extensions, profiles. What's left for the organization? I mean, what's the next thing that you need to do?
Well, I think we've achieved a status as the most prolific open ISA in history, and we are absolutely going to continue to build on that. Building on that means that you foster the success of the entire community. And so our number one goal is to, you know, help to build success commercially, academically, around the world. And that's something that we are very focused on. So in addition to a very extensive development roadmap of more extensions and things that we can add into our existing menu, we're also working with the ecosystem. As you've heard me say before, none of us should ever work in isolation. It's all about collaboration. So we're collaborating with other open organizations as well as proprietary organizations to bring their workloads onto RISC-V. And that ecosystem build is something that will continue, and we will continue to foster that. We're also shoring up and expanding on many of the programs that we have to ensure the individual member success as well as the community success. So those programs include development of a certification class, development of other online learning tools, cultivating careers and other job boards, cultivating a marketplace for all things RISC-V that we launched a soft launch earlier in the last month, and we're going to continue expanding and growing that to include developer forums. So there's a lot more to do, and you know, as we continue to get bigger and we can scale those things, we are continuing to keep a very global eye to make sure that we can deliver on our promise around the world.
So you're not going to sit back right just yet?
Oh, there's no sitting back, man. It's buckle up time, edge of your seat time. Everything is full speed ahead and moving faster than I think anyone actually imagined.
Calista, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, and great to catch up with you.